Before I get started today, I want to ask a favor. As you listen, if you like what you hear, please leave a review and share the episode. If you want to discuss anything from this episode or any other, you can reach out on the Strive Seek Find page on Facebook or to @ChanceWhitmore5 on Twitter. Thanks. If your idea of winning people over to your side of an argument is to use a loudspeaker to call a group of cloggers Jezebels, you have not only lost perspective, but any sense of the moral high ground. Welcome to the Strive, Seek, Find podcast. I'm Chance Whitmore. Farmer's Market. It was a great escape prior to yard work yesterday. Looking for plant starts, looking at the baked goods and handmade goods, families strolling in the sun. Entertainment provided. What I didn't go for was to hear people lectured about their beliefs, especially when the people talking are making it clear that your beliefs make you a candidate for the express elevator to hell, going down. Well, this got me thinking as I wandered, and things got worse. How so? Well, let's get started and talk about it a little bit. So I didn't see these guys right away, but you could hear them. The loudspeaker was in full effect. But as I could, there was one wearing a vest with a list of the sins they were talking about people burning in hell for. Some of these sins included other religions. Some of them included sexual orientations. Heck, who knows? Maybe late library books. I didn't look that close. The other guy carried his portable loudspeaker and letting us know what he thought. Or, let's be honest, in his worldview, what is the capital T truth? I'm going to be honest, I tried to ignore it. And as they got rolling, really rolling, many of these religious groups and other groups were points for forsake what you believe or how you live. Repent so you can be forgiven and avoid burning in the fires of hell. To be clear, in my mind, the only thing missing from this scene was a guy in a red devil suit dancing around poking people. But it wasn't really that funny. I was trying to make sure that I didn't take it too seriously. I'm going to add that if you know me, you know I have a very interesting relationship with faith, but you don't treat people this way. And then these two guys get louder. The entertainment on Saturday was a group of cloggers. Ages, and I'm guessing, it looked like ages 6 through high school. As they got started dancing, with their parents watching, with a crowd around them, that somehow offended this guy, specifically the music they were dancing to, and he started to attack them as being Jezebels for dancing to music that was done by the sinners in Hollywood, and continuing to raise the attacks with every song. Now, on the upside, he didn't go full Horror of Babylon, but like every other action this guy took this day, it was to build conflict. Parents were angry. Shoppers were uncomfortable. The poor shopkeepers just wanted him to go away. And the ones closest to where these guys were standing didn't have much in the way of business. As I got closer, I start to get a little more irritated. Because as you look at these guys, you can see from their faces they're relishing what they're doing. They want conflict. They're prepared for it. They're camera at the ready to record any encounter they have and edit it as they see fit. So when the police arrive to move them off the private property, the conversation changes. Obviously, they record the officers. I was impressed with how professionally they dealt with this. They moved these two right to the end of the property. And they stood there with their toes barely behind the property line. And they're more angry because they're not sitting there right in front of their audience, everybody walking by. So their rhetoric changes. They move from just attacking people to attacking the police indirectly for taking away their free speech, calling the farmers market North Korea, where the word of God is not allowed to be spoken. That one made me grin a bit for two reasons. One, I had a feeling that somewhere in the group of people that had been bothered, someone's prayers had been answered. And I don't think this guy thought it through and realized that his style of protest would have lasted about, 15 seconds in North Korea before he was drug off by the police. All this led to two things. Made me think about the fact that people only tend to scream for free speech when speech matches their own beliefs. If either of these men had been shopping and someone had been preaching for one of the religions they had targeted, they would have wanted to shut it down. And I'm guessing here, but their methodologies lead me to that belief. Even if the person preaching had done nothing wrong, not screaming, not talking through a loudspeaker, not attacking kids, just talking to people. At the best of times, it's hard to hear points of view that disagree with your own. There's a couple of ways to deal with it. If you're looking for growth, you have to open a door and welcome discussion rather than just lecture. If you're looking to start a fight, you're looking to justify your beliefs, nothing more. And let me be clear on this. These guys, as much as I disliked their process and how they are handling their business, I support their right to speak their beliefs. I do not support how they chose to do it. And the part that makes me most angry is I can't support attacking children who are there for an event, who are there to entertain. And I'm going to quote one of my old favorite television series here, Firefly. As Shepherd Book, a preacher on that show, said, "There is a special hell for people like this, alongside child molesters and people who talk in the movie theater." The other thing this reminded me of is a simple idea. That there's a difference between being strong in your beliefs and being an asshole. And that difference comes down to compassion for others. Honestly, I don't think that one needs any more explanation. And it's time to move on. Shout out. Thanks to everyone who checked out and voted on the new logo on the Facebook page. I appreciate you sharing your thoughts. And let me add, it didn't turn out quite the way I thought it would. So hopefully, it is now visible and active. And I fully intend to use both those logos for different purposes over the next few months. So keep your eyes open. They're going to be out there. Worth mentioning. Speaking of perception, last night I finally watched Tenet, and I'm still processing this movie. Like most of Christopher Nolan's work, it plays in the high concept realm, this time in the usage of time. It's not a time travel story so much as a flow of time story. If you've seen it, that'll make sense to you. At this point, I'm not sure if this movie is brilliant or just messy, but it is engaging, well-acted, and the film craft is top-notch. And that alone makes it worth mentioning. You can currently find Tenet on HBO. That's it for this week's episode of Strive, Seek, Find. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed the episode, please leave a review. It really helps. If you have feedback or ideas, please reach out to the Strive, Seek, Find page on Facebook or to @ChanceWhitmore5 on Twitter. Until next time, keep seeking your own brilliant future. Have a great day.